The show picks up a couple of years after the end of the first season, and Gemma is making a new life for herself and is making good progress and is happy and adjusted to the traumas that have taken place in her family life in the first season. And Simon, her ex, moves back to Palminster and is getting married and has invited all of their old network of friends to a big new party at a huge new house, a kind of multi-million pound house that they've bought. So he's invaded her life again, and somehow he's in the money and he's flying and he's established and he's returned, and you don't quite know why, but it kind of tears open the old wound for her. And my character is someone that she meets, and in a way that is almost initially just kind of unrelated to that, just as you do in life. You sort of meet people in, you know, in work or, you know, wherever. They go on a date, which begins in a restaurant but ends up at this wedding party. So he's a guy who kind of, you know, meets someone and asks them out, and they kind of didn't really say yes, but then he gets a text later on going, yeah, let's do it. And they're having a sort of, you know, a fairly sticky first date in a restaurant. It's not really going well because her mind is totally elsewhere.
It's just in another place.
Yeah. And she goes, look, I'm going to this thing. Do you want to come? And he just rolls with it. You know, people kind of invent mythologies and stories about their neighbours and about their communities and about people who are allegedly living these kind of perfect, pristine lives. And Dr. Foster is a look behind the curtain.
Mm.
I think when people might say, you know, oh God, it's really full on, or it is, you know, as you say, really morbid, or, you know, strange things are happening. It's actually, it's people going there, but for the grace, you know,
mm-hmm.
That these are events and decisions and things that are happening to a person, and that a person is kind of responding with, that, you know, maybe we could all be, and we could all find in ourselves.
Now, Prasanna, are you second generation Asian? Is that right?
So I was born in Ipswich.
Yeah.
But my mum and dad are from Sri Lanka. They're Sri Lankan Tamil.
So you're Sri Lankan British.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your character is called James.
Yeah.
What's that about? Why is he called James?
So this came up on Twitter, and I was like, you know, I know a Sri Lankan British guy called James.
Oh, my mom pronounces that name Joms. She swears that's what it is Joms. Yeah, there's no such thing as James.